Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Current pasture conditions across Nebraska are better than they were earlier this spring, but there are still some challenges. Late rains have greened things up, but according to Extension Range Management Specialist Mitch Stevenson, that doesn't automatically mean grasses have recovered from the spring extreme drought conditions. Rain is in the forecast for the fall, and Mitch talks about what that might mean for range managers moving forward.
As we think about the bimodal pattern of growth of cool season grasses, you know, most of their growth is going to be late April to mid-June that they put most of their growth on. But a lot of our research would show that fall period can be really important for growth as well. And so already a stress plant, if we do get the precipitation, that plant's gonna put leaf area on, it's gonna have that photosynthesis, it's gonna try to store those carbohydrates, and that's gonna be really important to next year's growth. And so as we consider that, if we do get some good rain, it starts to green up on those cool season grasses. I know a lot of folks are going to want to get out and graze, right? But I do think that we need to be careful that we're not overgrazing that, because it's really a drought-stressed plant that needs to build up strength and vigor again. And those fall rains can really help with that, especially if it stays warmer later into the fall with the rains. And so I really think that if checking your pastures, you know, considering if you can defer that and continue to not graze those going into next year, that could be really important with the hope that we get the rainfall next year. Or grazing it at a level that you're leaving substantial amounts of biomass behind. Now, if you are in areas that are predominantly warm season, really, you know, you might see a little bit of green up. It could have a little bit of growth, but we're kind of hitting the tail end of the optimal time for warm season grass growth. And so as it gets later into the fall, you know, we're not seeing as much growth on those warm season species. And so even if it's greening up, it's likely not putting on a lot of additional biomass on those warm season species. But still, it is important that they get that rainfall and they continue to grow. And so the more opportunities we can give them to recover from this drought stress, the better they are going to pull out of it next year and when those rains and precipitation come back. So at the Goodmans and Sandhills lab, just to give some numbers on this as well, we have a crew out there now that are clipping our August biomass data collection. So typically we try to get mid-August period, and then we also get a mid-June period where we sample biomass at the Goodmans and Sandhills lab, which is in the central Sandhills. And so when we sampled in mid-June and collected that data, our cool season grasses were only at 20% of what we would expect in an average year. And we've collected this data since 2007 there. And, you know, when we looked at total biomass production, we were still at only about 30% of our average that we had out there. So that's cool season, warm season, forb, shrubs, everything. And current year's growth on shrubs is all that we sample. And so we clip a number of these quadrats at the ranch, and we try to link that with some of our precipitation data. And this year is definitely giving us a point that is somewhat unique in terms of just the low level of precipitation we've had out there. The closest one that we've had would have been 2012. We don't have data at Goodmanson, but 2002 would probably be another year that would be somewhat similar to this as well, or that period, right? It's droughts oftentimes aren't just in a year, they carry over into multiple years. And that's something that we need to consider. And so, you know, when we sampled in mid-June, most of those cool season grasses had probably reached their optimal time of growth there in mid-June.
Stay tuned for part two of this discussion on drought recovery with some possible precipitation this fall. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.